This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
All right, welcome back. It is good to be with you. This is Prince, by the way. While he was still alive, so you know it's good. It's not some of that trash that his family keeps putting out for money.
Wow!
Bitter much?
I'm not a fan of the Prince estate, no. I think they're in it for the money. By the way, the docuseries American Murder, Gabby Petito, which Dana and I have both, well, she watched one episode and then was like, I can't do anymore. We watched all three. And it's very good. It is a run, do not walk. There's a story here from USA Today. We were asking the other day, why has his
parents,
Brian Laundrie's parents,
never been charged?
That's right. It says here, the documentary, this is from the USA Today, the documentary showed evidence that Laundrie's retained a lawyer before the search for Petito even began. And refused to cooperate with police as they started to investigate.
Maybe they just wanted a lawyer randomly for no reason whatsoever.
Petito's disappearance. Legal experts in Florida consulted by USA Today were unsurprised that the Laundries were not charged. The Laundrie parents were not, listen to this. The Laundrie parents were not legally obligated to speak to authorities or even to Petito's family, even if they did know something. According to University of Miami law professor Craig Trocino.
But if you know and police ask and you're like, nope, I don't know. Isn't that on some level obstruction? If you know.
Says the professor, there are a lot of facts that don't look good. It's a bad case. It's horrible any way you dice it. But the law is the law.
Huh. What does that mean? They had no... Now,
they have no legal obligation.
Yeah, morally, ethically, are they bankrupt 100%? There's nothing
correct.
There.
No doubt.
But
no doubt.
How is there no obligation when you have evidence that a murder has been committed to talk to authorities? And I would argue, if you don't have to talk to authorities, they did the opposite of talk to authorities. They stonewalled and they lied. They lied.
Says here, any person generally has the right to remain silent when speaking with the police, which can lead to some moral quandaries. Quoting here again from the law school professor at the University of Miami, if I'm walking down the street and I see you shoot somebody, morally, I'm compelled to call the police and say, I just saw this. Legally, You have no obligations to do that, especially if it puts you in the crosshairs. If it implicates you.
Yeah, to play legal devil's advocate here, did they lie? They certainly didn't tell the truth, but did they lie?
Well, okay, but now if you're like 13 years old and you went out with your mom and dad's car and your parents ask you, you're splitting hairs, right? Well, I didn't lie, but I didn't tell the full truth. It depends on what your definition of lie is, Sam.
But the prosecutors need to build enough evidence
to
be able to reasonably bring charges. And if they don't have any hard evidence that they knew Because hiring a lawyer is not hard evidence that
but
they
Sam,
knew.
Come on. He called.
Wow. She just put her mom voice
he
on.
He called. Please.
I'm a little scared.
Come on.
He called his mom and dad. And this is in their testimony. And he is rambling and frantic and said something bad happened. Gabby's gone.
That was in a civil lawsuit, though,
and
by
then
the way.
They hire a lawyer. What does the reasonable person take from a conversation like that? She's gone. What, did she poof, vanish into thin air?
I agree with you, but if I were hired as the laundry family defense attorney, I can poke a million holes in the phrase, she's gone.
Gone, and then the phone got cut off, and what he meant to say was she's gone out for ice cream, even though we know that not to be true. Why would you be frantic about that?
Another law professor, this one from Nova Southeastern University College of Law, never heard of it. The difficulty with charging the parents was that the police did not know what Brian Laundry had told his parents. The issue came up in a deposition for the civil lawsuit where Roberta, mom, said she didn't know if Petito was dead when a panicked Brian contacted them on August 29th and asked them to call a lawyer. But questions of who knew what when are the most important legal consideration, according to the Miami University
professor. Right, because they're going to lie and say we didn't know.
Who said the parents would have been within their rights to withhold information from the police and direct questions to their lawyer.
You have a right not to incriminate yourself.
But they weren't incriminating themselves.
Oh, they certainly were.
They would be.
They would have been incriminating him. Do you or do you not know that your son murdered his girlfriend? If you look at a police officer in the eye and say no, you're lying.
But what this law professor is arguing is they were perfectly within their rights to say, you need to talk to our lawyer. We're not answering your question.
They still lied.
Did they lie or lie by omission?
Yeah, there is, especially
don't
in the court of law.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Well,
especially in the court of law, there is a massive difference between lying and simply not telling the truth.
All right. did you see that our area hospitals are reporting an increase in frostbite and frost nip?
Excuse me?
And on top of that, we just had how many fans go out to Sporting and watch one of the coldest soccer games on record?
The coldest ever in MLS history.
Doctors at several metro emergency rooms are treating cases of frostbite, frost nip. The first symptoms include tingling skin or extremities.
What are you, 12?
And flesh that shows red discoloration.
We're not talking about that part of the body.
Problems that persist can grow into clumsiness for patients, and numbness in the affected area is also a bad sign.
Well, it depends. Were they wearing shirts or not?
Yeah, man? Well, I don't. At Sporting, I feel like people layer.
The body.
You know?
Now, frost nip comes before you get to frostbite. Frost nip is just a mild form of cold injury. It's a non-freezing injury. The skin does not actually freeze.
By the way, the damage could have happened within minutes with the temperatures we saw this week, certainly yesterday and the day prior.
And can result in emergency amputations.
And children's
frostbite.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can, yes.
Huh.
And Children's Mercy Park is not known for holding in the warmth.
No, once that wind comes over the top, it stays. Believe you me, I've been there on some cold games, but definitely not when it's -2.
Anybody watch the hockey game last night?
Yes.
The Four Nations final?
It was on in the background. What happened? Just tell me.
Canada won in overtime.
It was one heck of a game, an absolute battle back and forth. I don't remember the exact number, but it was something like 40 shots from the Americans. There were three or four different instances where we should have been able to close the game. Their goalie is just better. And Canada won in overtime in a textbook shot. It was worth a watch. And they said, the NHL commissioner, or whatever they call him in the NHL, this is all about bringing new eyeballs to the sport of hockey. And they think that they accomplished that through this Four Nations tournament.
Well, it was, by all accounts, an incredible success. And I think this Four Nations Cup, or whatever they're calling it, is going to continue. The question becomes, do you allow other – and I didn't watch it last night. Hockey's not my jam. But do you start allowing other countries in, or is it always going to be Canada, U.S., Finland, and Sweden or Norway, whatever?
Well, then you would have the five nation cup, and then a
Go
ahead, Sam.
I couldn't help but notice that the logo for this tournament, the nations was the big portion of the logo. The four was kind of an afterthought. So I think they're launching this thing where they only got four nations on board for the first go around, and then they're going to start adding more and more countries to make it more like a World Cup-esque competition. But, you know, it's going to be very difficult when you talk to some longtime hockey players over in another large country.
Russia. You can say Russia on the air. It's not a bad word.
And they want to start playing.
Well, no, you don't get to play until you start acting normally.
Yeah. But it was a heck of a game. It was fun to watch. I enjoyed every second from the start to the finish.
Okay. It was not on in the background at our home.
Hate hockey.
No, it's just not my thing.
I don't hate hockey. But I...
It's just cold soccer.
Okay. We're going that
with
route again
sticks.
2 days in a row?
With sticks.
And cold pads.
Soccer with sticks.
And pads in case I get hurt. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.